Welcome to the Jesus 360 podcast, the devotional guide to the names and descriptions of Jesus given to us by the Apostle John in the book of Revelation. Brother Daniel, myself, Blair Phillips, will be co-hosting today's discussion on Jesus, the one who treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of the Almighty God. And so, we are in Revelation chapter 19, verse 15, the third description of Jesus that we are given in verse 15 of Jesus at his second coming, as he is releasing the judgments of God on the earth. And so it reads, "Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God." And so, Brother Daniel, we have our third weighty description of Jesus in a row in the verse 15. And so we've seen, if you our audience has been reading the book of Revelation as we go along, we've seen this term of winepress back in chapter 14. And so and then back there it also spoke of the wrath of God being completed, or the wrath of God being at its fullness. And so, but here we see Jesus himself, our Lord and Savior, the one who died on the cross. We see him treading the winepress.
Yes, Blair, I wish that we don't have to do all this devotion in sequence. Maybe we will, when we release this, we will jumble up the sequence a little bit, because camping out in Revelation 19 is quite intense.
It is intense, but the Holy Spirit gave it in a concentrated form.
And the reason why it's intense is because the front part of Revelation 19, if we haven't forgotten, is about the beautiful, glorious marriage of the Lamb.
Yes.
And how the bride had made herself ready. And right after she made herself ready and joined with the wedding, they are involved in this massive warfare situation.
Personal hand-to-hand fighting conflict with Jesus Christ, the man.
Yes, and helping Jesus to defeat the Antichrist and cleansing the earth from of wickedness. And that's almost as if they become the answer to their own prayer. When the fifth seal was opened, they cry out, "How long more? How long more will there be an avenger that will avenge our death?" We Revelation 6 in the fifth seal, they were crying out for people to avenge their death because they were wrongly killed and oppressed and persecuted. And Jesus said, "You must rest a little longer until the numbers of your martyrs." And now in Revelation 19, this redeemer of the Lord, who are now in their resurrected body, is returning. Actually, they become the answer to their own prayer, joining Jesus to be the avenger of those who have been oppressed, the righteous one who have been oppressed. Now, that is quite significant. And Jesus, in this particular revelation, focus on the fierceness, the intensity of him treading upon the winepress. The description of the winepress and the word winepress appear 18 times in the entire scripture. And it describes an agricultural activity where you have a group of people, or maybe one person, in a stone wine press where all the harvested grapes are thrown inside. And this person with tenacity is stepping and trampling upon the wine press. And he will not stop until the maximum number of Jews, the maximum amount of juice is being squeezed out. So that's why the fierceness of his wrath is like, he just keep going at it, until everything that need to be released is released out of those grapes. And so, but in this particular case, it's just terrifying, because it involved the execution of those who have pledged allegiance and to worship the Antichrist and take the mark of the beast. And so, but the fierceness is very important. In other words, he's not doing it half-heartedly. He's Jesus unhinged in his vengeance, Jesus unhinged in his justice. He's letting it go. It's almost like all the pent-up wrath is now being released at that one moment, a swift, decisive moment.
Because we I mean, it clearly says that this is the fierceness and wrath of the Almighty God. And so Jesus, and the member of the Trinity that he is, as the Son, is being physically manifesting the entire fierce wrath of the Godhead that is, as you, I think you appropriately said, is pent up. I mean, if we look through the biblical text, we have several moments where I'd say we have isolated manifestations of the wrath of God. I think we can think of course, the flood of Noah. That was very global. I think that was probably the only global instance that we can speak of besides this. But we have also Israel coming out of Egypt in the plagues and the Red
Sea. And also the Red Sea, yeah.
We have several moments even within the camp of Israel itself when there was judgment released against members of the camp and plagues of Israel there in the book of Exodus and the rest of the Pentateuch.
What about New Testament?
New Testament. Well, we have a record in Acts of how Herod died.
Yes, in Acts chapter 12 and in Acts chapter 4, Ananias and Sapphira.
Ananias and Sapphira. Let's see. We're going off the top of our heads here. And so,
I just want to establish the fact that that is not just an Old Testament story. Correct. God has been very consistent. But in the time of great mercy and grace, he is delaying all this rightful judgment until one last time.
And I think that's a key point. He's not forgetting those judgments. He's just delaying them. And so when they are all released at one point,
they are all released at one point at the pinnacle and the zenith of human depravity. Mm-hmm. And that is a necessary release, because it's not just a random amok of rage where somebody just ran amok and just do whatever they want. It is a time strategic release that become an instrument of cleansing on the earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very well said. And so, Brother Daniel, we are hopefully, we're supposed to be able to say in our hearts that Jesus, as my shepherd, I love you, in the same way we're supposed to be able to say, Jesus, you, the one who will release the wrath of the Almighty God and tread the winepress, I love you. How do we lead our hearts to that place of loving Jesus this way?
So, Blair, you highlighted something really important, and I want to be very candid. I think we have some challenge because the older generation who are close with more experience of war and great injustice knew how dark evil was. They have faced evil in the front line of bloodsheds and all that. So when they read these passages and the justice that's needed and the fierceness of the wrath of God, they don't have so much difficulty. But the younger generation, because of the victory and the price paid by the older generation, do not have the similar experience. So we have a very sanitized form of worldview where this kind of thing is very, very difficult for young people, especially young Christian. I'm not talking about young in faith, but young in age in terms of demographic. And so I would say that I would like to hear you pray, actually, but giving you some time, I would say that the key to be able to say, Jesus, I thank you, you are the righteous judge and king that will tread upon the winepress with the fierceness of your wrath. And I would say that, Lord, because you are such a God, because you are such a king, oh Lord, that I can trust in your timely justice, because I know you will not slack. And because you are such, I know that you have such zeal. Lord, help me understand your mercy that is now available to us, that your long-suffering that's now available to us, so that we will not take your long-suffering and your mercy that's available now in the nation in vain, and be able to be actively engaged, Lord, in the Great Commission and the proclamation of the gospel.
Amen. So Jesus, we say thank you that you are the one who will tread the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. That you will release it in its fullness, unashamedly. And so Jesus, because you will do this, we want to be those who are in full agreement with you. We want to be those who understand what you're doing and why you're doing, and to speak in that moment, and to speak now and to speak afterwards, that you were in full righteousness and full justice and full benevolence and full goodness in doing this. So Jesus, today we ask that you would send your Holy Spirit upon our hearts, especially the hearts of my generation, that we would be able to comprehend the beauty of who you are as the one who will steward and release the fullness of the wrath of God in a very personal way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We want to thank you for joining us for this Jesus 360 podcast, and we invite you to join us next time as we continue on through the names and descriptions of Jesus in the book of Revelation.
You satisfy my soul. You satisfy my soul. You satisfy